time for another movie review. And I've been dipping back into my computer hard drive, and I've come across quite a large number of audio files of movies that I watched about a year ago from the 50s. Now, with the help of YouTube, I'm now praising my audio and using that to create some new videos on camera on the movies that I've watched. And so this is one that I've selected for today, but there's a lot of them to do, all from the 50s. Great movies. Some of them I hope you have seen. If not, you may be worth trying to track down. So let's get going. 1958, Look Back in Anger. Screenplay by Nigel Canella, based on a play by John Osborne. This movie is directed by Tony Richardson, and it's set in the Midlands in the UK, in the industrial town of Derby, although it has to be said that it was shot mainly in London. And it stars Richard Burton, who plays the lead character, Jimmy Porter. Claire Bloom plays Helena Charles, and Alison Porter is played by Mary, Jimmy's wife. Don't get confused with the Porters there. Alison Porter is an actress. Jimmy's mother, Mrs. Tanner, is played by Edith Owens, and Gary Raymond plays Cliff Lewis, who's a friend of Jimmy's and shares accommodation with him in an apartment which Jimmy owns. Jimmy's probably lower middle class. He runs a market store, which is quite educated and articulate. And basically, Jimmy and Mary live together. Their relationship is very much a love-hate relationship, and Jimmy is prone to flashes of extreme anger and hatred. He's vitriol in his delivery, Burton, but he also displays an affection within the character, akin to a child, particularly to his wife prior to wanting sex. Now, Porter is involved at a local club in the evenings where he plays trumpet, and he's quite an exhibitionist. But he shows some great skills at playing the instrument to all and sundry. But where they live, and also in the local neighbourhood, they aren't so appreciative. He's a bit of a powder keg, is Jimmy, that explodes far too frequently. He hates the humbug and pompousness of the middle class, but he equally despises the ignorant working class. Anyway, his wife's pregnant, unbeknown to him. His best friend, Cliff Lewis, is a sympathetic ear to the wife, Alison. And the plot unfolds as Jimmy, at the market, befriends a new stallholder who's Indian. And we get a glimpse of racism from fellow market traders about the Indians' pricing policy. Also a crucial role within the film for the mother, played by Edith Evans. She's a concerned mother and aware of her son's problems. We see her ritual visit to husband's grave with Jimmy, a moving scene. The movie becomes a tour of the force. A five-star performance by Burton looks significantly helped launch his theatrical prowess onto the cinema screen. And shortly after, into the 60s, we had Virginia Woolf. But here, his acting is stunning. His jealous outbursts are like an attention-seeking child. His use of language bringing Osborne's play to the screen. His disinterest in things. His disgust when he blurts out to his wife. He tends to crucify her for any little error. The arrival of Alison's friend, Helena Charles, played by Bloom, rather upsets things somewhat. As she stays in the apartment, and she tends to give as good as she gets to Jimmy, challenging Jimmy's behaviour. She's unafraid, in complete contrast to Alison. She lays things on the line to Jimmy, and Jimmy's taken aback initially at this young woman, who, in contrast to Alison, is unable to tell her husband about her impending pregnancy. However, Alison is considering an abortion, but she opts instead to leave him and return to her family home. And once out of the way, Helena replaces Alison as Jimmy's lover. The relationship is quite different, however, more on an equal footing. And to an extent, Jimmy shows a certain level of respect for this approach by Helen. Then his mother passes and Alison returns to Derby as the setting for the movie. And why, we're a bit unclear, but the triangle emerges as the film hurtles emotionally to a conclusion. This movie packs a punch for sure. Great performances, but Burton stands out amongst them all. He's an extraordinary talent with the spoken word, as exemplified by his ability to show the emotional aspects of the character. And here, he is awesome. One of his strongest performances, I think. So I'd suggest you get to watch it. Great direction by Tony Richardson, who of course went on to make many great British films in the 60s. But it's called here Look Back in Anger, and it was released in 1958. Give it a look.